Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and now I want to go into specifics of the fivefold ministry positions and talk about each position, the first one being the apostle. The Greek word apostolos, translated apostle, means one sent forth, a sent one. Jesus Christ is the greatest example of a sent one. A true apostle is always one with a commission, not one who merely goes, but one who is sent by the Holy Spirit and not by man. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body being many are one body also in Christ." In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 2, it reads, "Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." The fruit of Paul's apostolic ministry were people who were solidly established in the word. When we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, we read, "As you know, we exhorted and comforted and charged with every one of you as the Father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." As apostle is the first and foremost preacher and teacher of the word. An apostle's ministry seems to embrace all other ministries or touch all other ministries. The distinguishing result is the ability to establish churches. After churches are established, apostles may exercise oversight over the church they have established themselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 2, we read this, "Until those churches are adequately established with spiritual authority of their own, that is, a pastor. A missionary who is called by God and sent by the Holy Spirit is an apostle. Jesus himself is the chief apostle and stands in the class by himself. Apostles of the Lamb, they were the 12 apostles who were eyewitnesses to Jesus' life and ministry, his death and burial and resurrection," in Acts chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." What marks do we look for in an apostle today? First and foremost, a preacher or teacher of the word. Outstanding spiritual gifts. Deep personal experience in the Lord with God. Power and ability to establish churches. Able to provide adequate spiritual guidance. Note, God rewards faithfulness. He doesn't reward officers. Higher officers do not receive any more reward just because they have greater responsibility. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this first understanding or teaching on the apostle and the ministry of the apostle. Thank you and God bless.